This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Secure Give, the leading provider of safe and simple giving software for churches and charities that can be implemented through kiosks, online, mobile app, and text-to-give options. It's designed to grow your giving, save you time, and reach more people. Learn more at securegive.com. Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I am your host, Chris Brown, and honored to spend some time with you today, whether you're listening in on the radio, there at stewardship.com, or on the iTunes podcast. This is a call-in show. Feel free to call in at 866-357-3283. Again, it's 866-357-3283, or you can email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. We're answering all different types of questions about life and about money. You wonder what your next step is? Well, let's chat. Give me a call, 866-357-3283. As you're calling in, I've got to give a shout out to Minneapolis. Hello, Minneapolis. I am so pumped. I'm going to be up there in 10 days for the Smart Money Tour. I'm bringing Chris Hogan with me, the voice. Smart Money event right there in Minneapolis on May 26th, so you don't want to miss that. Head over to stewardship.com, and we've got events everywhere. You will find out on this show, if you're new to the show, you hear me talk about Financial Peace University all the time. This stuff works, and we've seen it happen time and time again. In fact, Clay Patterson recently posted a picture of his credit card statement on my Chris Brown On Air Facebook page with this message. Here's what he said. This maxed out credit card was such a mountain above my head at one time, and now it's the ground beneath my feet. And I know the next three mountains are very doable. And it said, it was funny, it said available balance $4,800 and current balance zero. Folks, this stuff works. So if you're looking for a plan to get out of debt, we want to give you the best opportunity to take control of your money, even when you're busy, when you're on the go, you have a million and one things going on. You can experience the same life-changing material, check this out, online. Yes, at your on your own schedule with Financial Peace University online. Go to stewardship.com to learn much more about that. Again, stewardship.com. Will God speak to us today in a powerful way through real conversations with real people wrestling with the same tensions? God, help us to not only listen, but to apply. In the powerful name of Jesus, amen. The number is 866-357-3283. And this first call comes in from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Brian. Brian, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, I am better every day. How can I help you?
I'm hoping you can be the tiebreaker between my wife and I.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we have a vehicle payment, and then that's pretty much the only debt we have.
Okay.
But she wants to go back to school to get her master's degree. So we it is our only debt, but it's kind of substantial. It's about $30,000, and I'm telling her that we should pay it off before she goes to school.
And you would
she kind of wants to go to school.
You would be right. The key word that you said twice that you didn't know that you said was she wants. She wants.
Yeah. At the same time, I feel, you know, extremely selfish being like, oh, you can't go to school until we pay this off, you know, but she's trying to better herself and make more money. So.
Yeah. Well, it's all in the way you look at it. It's not selfish because you know it's best for her. You know it's best for your family. So it's not selfish. It's actually unselfish. Because you're trying to be a good provider and you're trying to do what's best for your family. It's not about what you want versus what she wants. You guys both want the same thing. You just disagree on how to get there. You guys both want right. a very successful family. 5 years from now, you want to know that you have a very healthy home, that you're out of debt, you've got, you're well-educated, that you both have good careers, and that everyone's healthy, and everyone's looking at each other in each other's eyes, and, oh, this is so sweet, and this is life ever after. You guys have the same exact dream. It's just how to get there. What is your current income?
Together, we make almost 80, but it should go up next year, so we're in the process of moving.
Okay, and your other car is paid off?
Yes.
Okay. How old are your kids? Do you have kids?
We do not have kids. My wife and I are just 25.
Okay. One thing, just foundationally, Brian, this is for all of us. We need to understand that money can either develop your dreams or it can disrupt your dreams. It can develop your dreams or disrupt your dreams. And here's the deal. I would do both. I would just move slower or I would work harder. It's your call. Which one's more important to you, to move slower and be a little bit more patient based on you're making your current $80,000? Or would you just work harder? Do you get a second job? Your call. But the bottom line is you don't want to go backwards. So you don't want to be borrowing anything to make this happen. Right. But I think in your stage of development, you're in your mid-20s, you got no kids, you guys could probably get after this and she can cash flow it and you could pay off the car. It all just depends on how hard you want to work. Obviously, you can't do it all. So something has to go. You've got to either give up some free time and work more, or you got to free up some discretionary expenses. So I want to ask you the question: What can go in your life right now? Is there something that can go? Something that you can do? You know what? We can get rid of this. We can get rid of that. What are a couple of those things right now? Let's just decide that right now. What are some things you could do?
Well, last month we started to actually try to get a budget down and. Uh-huh. You know, it was just kind of like a trial month to see where all of our money goes.
Yeah.
And then now we're in the process of this move, and we have to get all the way up to Alaska here in the next week. So we're going to be paying for that, and she's coming back down here. It's going to be kind of hard to get our budget on track for a little while.
Yeah, you just threw a huge monkey wrench in the whole thing. I wouldn't even say the word master's degree for 6 months. Because you've got mm-hmm. all that going on, that big, huge move and everything. I would wait until you're stable in an environment and you got your feet underneath you before you even think about taking on something that big. Definitely. I wouldn't do that. But that's just me, man. You know, Jesus modeled this for us. This always drops the mic for me when I'm in these scenarios. This is what drops the mic. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake, he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. He gave up so that he can. He was rich. He gave up rich so that he can. And he could come to, he had to give up something too. Jesus gave up something. And here in this first world that we live in, the things that we're giving up, it's not really giving up. I mean, we're really giving up a lot of luxuries. So if you have to give some stuff up, Brian, it's okay. You guys will be fine. But at mid-20s, you guys could do both of these, and you can get them both done within the next 36 months.
Okay.
Get after it. You've got to either cut some expenses or you've got to increase some work. But you guys can do this, and do it now while you can. Just bust it, okay?
Certainly.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Well, thank you very much.
We know that church leaders have big vision to impact lives, but usually don't have enough resources to make it happen. So if you could make it easier to create a culture of generosity in your church, wouldn't you do it? SecureGive is a leading provider of safe and simple giving software that can be implemented through kiosks, online, mobile app, and text to give options. It also has direct integration with the most popular church management systems, allowing automatic reconciliation. Nearly one-third of the top 100 churches in the U.S. use Secure Give. It's designed to grow your giving, save you time, and reach more people. Learn more at securegive.com.
Well, you're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I'm your host, Chris Brown. Phone number is 866-357-3283, and we've got a call lined up here from Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is Eric. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you doing today?
I'm better every day. How can I help you?
Well, I just wanted to touch base with you. My wife and I are currently starting kind of in the beginning phases of baby step two. And so we are, you know, I've finished the book and we have our first kind of embarrassing say it out loud. It's our first written detailed budget we've ever had. So we're excited about tapping some debt. Conservatively, we're looking at paying off all our debt, you know, and knocking out baby step three roughly right at 2 years.
Good, good. Sounds like a good game plan.
Yes, sir. So my question is, in the meantime, so we are looking at, you know, a couple of years. Is it wise for me to go ahead? I currently have a 30-year lease, my mortgage on my house. Would it be wise to go ahead and look at refining down to a 15-year, which I know you and Dave talk about quite a bit? In the meantime, knowing we're not going to really tackle the house yet.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, totally. I totally get it. Okay, so what's your income?
Our household's right about 130.
Okay, and your mortgage amount?
It's currently about $1,550 a month.
Okay, and what's the total principal that's owed still?
205.
Okay, and your current rate?
4.25.
Okay, all right. Okay, so I'm okay with you investigating it and having a look. We've got some friends at Churchill Mortgage that can help you out with that if you want, but not for a you don't want to refi this for a lower payment, but for a lower rate. That's the big difference. We're not actually trying to get a lower payment. We're trying to actually, if you know, after your baby step two is over, actually want a higher payment. You want to get that thing out of your life. You want to get that 205 paid off.
Exactly.
So not a lower payment, but a lower rate and lower interest paid. So if you feel like it's going to do that, it's going to take it from a 4.2 to a 3.8 or 3.9, and you're not planning on going anywhere for a while. What you want to do is what's called a break-even analysis, and you got to ask yourself, is it going to be worth it? So this is going to tack $4,000 onto the end of my mortgage. Am I going to save that amount of money in interest rate and interest paid? So that's really what you want to do. And you want to make sure that you are going to stay below 25% payment. You don't want your payment to be to exceed more than 25% of your take-home pay. So when you go from a 30-year to a 15-year, Eric, you don't want that payment to get over. You're going to be really, really house poor, and you're going to strap your family too tight. So when it comes time to go from a 30 to a 15, you might need to downsize if you haven't got an increase in your income. But it sounds to me, if you're making 130 and your payment's only 1550, you're going to be just fine. You're well below that 25% mark.
Okay.
So sound like you have too much house. I think you actually probably would be able to do the 15 year and still stay below a 25% payment. The thing is, you got to stay in the house long enough to justify the expense. So I would look into it.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll run those numbers just like you said and take a look at it.
Good. Folks, here's the deal, Eric. We always talk about Proverbs 6:5, and it says, free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. And usually we think about that as, okay, sacrifice like crazy, don't spend any money, live on beans and rice, and make sure you work 17 jobs. And that's true. That is freeing yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. That means running as fast as you can away from debt. But this is another way too. When you go from that 30-year to a 15-year and that payment goes up a little bit, what you're doing is you're kind of putting a little bit of healthy pressure on you to start putting money where it belongs. Instead of discretionarily just spending it everywhere, you're putting it where you guys can increase your net worth. So
exactly,
it's another way. And for me, it's just as gazelle intense as, you know, working 17 jobs. It just looks a little different, but I applaud it. And if you can get from that 30-year to 15 and still knock out baby step two in the next 2 years, I love it.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because that was kind of my mindset, was stay in the 30 and then pay it like a 15.
Right. And let me just clarify, if that rate doesn't change and it still stays at 4.25, that's what I would do. I would stay in the 30 and pay it like a 15.
Okay, great. And
that rate's got to change quite a bit. I'd love it for it to go down to about 3.8.
Good deal. Okay, well, I really appreciate it, Chris.
All right. Thank you, Eric. All right. Got an email here from Jack. It says, hey, Chris, I just read an article about things to say in your marriage. And one of them was asking to pray for your spouse after you're done listening to her. Can you elaborate on that? I would imagine that you mean immediately praying for her out loud, asking God to help bring resolution to the issue, or a better understanding of what may be going on. Any other tips? Yeah, I'd love to talk about this. Here's the deal. You could pray to yourself after you get done listening to your wife, but you are leaving a lot of opportunity undeveloped. What I would do, and what I do with Holly, is I grab her hand, or I put my arm around her. Maybe sometimes it's a hand on the shoulder, and I immediately say a quick prayer. Doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be crazy. It just has to be just a quick prayer. What this does is it, obviously, this is when you're boldly asking for help. You're asking for guidance, direction, courage, whatever is needed at the time. And what it does is it keeps God the center of your relationship. It's crucial. It keeps him the center. It's an intentional way to keep him the center of your relationship. So all the stresses and all the opportunities and all the unique dynamics of the day-to-day life, he's at the center of them. It's not just a cliche, but he actually is in the center. It keeps your perspective on eternal things regardless of the issue. So if it's a neighbor who's driving you nuts, or if it's the kids are not obeying, but it gives you look at your kids eternally and not in the flesh whenever you've been praying quick prayers about them all the time. And here, just something for us all to remember. Women respect a man who is walking with God more than just a good man. I'll say that again. Women respect a man who's walking with God more than just having a good man. They're looking for a godly man, not just a good man. The more that you can model this for her, the more you are actually spiritually leading her. We talk about being spiritual leaders. That's what it looks like, which is way more attractive than having some big truck, by the way, at least for the right women. Colossians 3:18 says this, "Wives, submit yourself to your husbands as it is fitting to the Lord." And I know that a lot of men like to say that verse. You're like, hey, woman, right? But listen, it is much easier for them to be able to do that, and actually even possible for them to do that, when we're going hard after Christ. It's very difficult for them to do that when they don't see us modeling anything that has anything to do with the Bible. So yes, I would lead your spouse in out loud prayer as much as possible. Hey, did you know that in May, we're giving away $20,000? Well, we are. Whether you're trying to save up for your first $1,000 emergency fund, or you just want to take a really awesome vacation, it's always nice to have a little bit of cash in the bank. To help you do that, we're giving away $5,000 to one person every week this month. You can enter once every single day. So just go to stewardship.com, and there's a link there for your entry. It's called the $20,000 Rainy Day Giveaway. Again, you can enter to win once a day at stewardship.com, and you are crazy if you don't at least enter. So go ahead and do that again at stewardship.com.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Remember, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's right, you can email us at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And this is Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
We got an email here from Cheryl. She says, "I just wanted to let you know about something interesting that happened to me. I bank at a regional bank and have been checking a money market and a savings account. Well, a local credit union has a little better interest rate, so I was going to move my money market account over there. So the gal tells me they pull credit. So, okay, no big deal. I'm debt-free. She says, your score is zero." I said, "Yes, I've worked hard to make that happen." This is funny, Cheryl. So their solution to me not having a credit score was for me to put $500 in a 12-month CD for collateral, and then they would, in quotes, loan me $500. So I would have $500 of my money tied up for a year that I can't touch. But because they are loaning me $500 to build my credit score, I would be paying them $43 a month for the privilege of having an account there. No, thank you. She says, I wish I had remembered to tell her I was allergic to debt. Thanks for everything you do. Pretty cool, right? Man, that just makes me mad that those kind of things are out there, folks. Listen, if anything like that comes your way, run. Way to go, Cheryl. Way to be so intentional with your stewardship. We've got a call lined up here from Orlando. This is Chris. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Chris?
Oh, I am doing very, very well. I was just out at the Smart Conference in Orlando. I was at, I think it was called Calvary Church there in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a good time. There's about 5,500 people out there. We had a really good time.
Well, that's awesome. That's incredible.
Yeah. How can I serve you?
Well, my question was, I know you guys talk about saving 15% of your income towards retirement. In that, if you have a pension, so I work for the county and I'll receive my pension after 30 years of service with the county, do you consider any of that towards the 15%, or is the pension on top of the 15%?
How much do you have in there?
So right now, it's probably the last estimate I've done, somewhere between $15,000 to $2,000 a month in a pension.
Okay. Well, I think you got to ask yourself, how much do I need for retirement? So if
right.
you're going to live, 30 is a good number, 30 years in retirement, how much are you going to need per year? You got to ask that question first. How much do you need? How old are you currently?
I'm 48.
Do you have any consumer debt?
Car payments.
Okay.
That's really some credit card.
Okay.
And we have some property up in Tennessee that in the next 5 years we want to pay it all off.
Gotcha. Well, Chris, the reason why I asked that, it might seem like a little bit of a question that doesn't really line up with your question, is because I'd want you to take care of that consumer debt first. But as soon as that consumer debt, your non-mortgage debt, is taken care of, and that's all done, and you've got some money in a money market account, 3 to 6 months of expenses in a money market account for emergency fund in case something pops up in life, which it always does.
Right.
Once you've taken care of those two things, then I want you to, yes, I want you to go to this 15%. I want you to give 15% and treat your pension as bonus. And the reason why, the major reason why, is because of diversification. You're not really guaranteed that pension. I mean, being for the county, it's a little bit better, but it's not as guaranteed as something a little bit more diversified would be. And so I'd want you to be a little more diversified, for instance, like a Roth IRA or something like that, where you're invested in 80 to 200 mutual funds and it's kind of spread out a little bit more.
All right.
I wouldn't want it all in one institution. So yes, I'd want you to get to 15% and treat the pension as bonus as soon as you get those other two things taken care of.
I currently see 7% right now towards a deferred compensation that we have also with the county. It's called like a 457B.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would, put your contributions on temporary hold. If you're planning on, once you get out of debt, staying out of debt, that's the crucial part. And then, pausing that contribution for whatever it takes, 3 to 6 months to get back on the no debt train. But, the reason why for all this is Ecclesiastes 11:2 says that we need to be as diversified as possible. And so what I'd encourage you to do is, when it's time, for you to get above and beyond that pension, I want you to see one of our endorsed local providers, our investment professionals that we have at stewardship.com. And I also want to give you a little treat. I want to give you a free book. So stay on the line. I'm going to give you Retire Inspired. It's an incredible book by Chris Hogan. He just wrote it. He is America's voice on retirement.
Okay.
And he really talks about all these things and he breaks it down for you. So I'm going to give that to you, okay?
That would be great. I appreciate it. Yes, I appreciate you taking my call and helping us out there. So thank
All right.
you so much for what you do.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. All right, got a very encouraging Facebook post from Bonnie. Check this out. You guys are going to love this. 1 year, 8 months into my total money makeover, just wrote and mailed in my check to pay off my next to last consumer debt. So happy to be in the home stretch. Also, super proud of our first FPU class, the first that I coordinated and first at our church ever, which concluded on the 9th, which paid off $8,411 and saved $4,036, cutting up or closing 20 credit cards. So huge shout out to not only Bonnie, but Clinton United Methodist Church in Clinton, Maryland, for their success. And thank you, Bonnie, for being a coordinator. Folks, you do not have to be a financial expert to coordinate a class. Bonnie just proved it. And I got a tweet just the other day that says I started Financial Peace University on June 16th of 2015. And since then, have paid off $20,053.17 in debt. Hashtag debt free. It's pretty cool. Folks, if you're interested in being part of changing lives like that, just give us a call or email us at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Folks, don't forget to head over to stewardship.com. Check out the Financial Peace University online that I mentioned earlier. We have online as well. Get on a plan to get out of debt. Save and budget wisely. It teaches you how to do all that. Invest for your future. You name it. And all on your schedule. God, thank you again for today, reminding us that all of this is yours. Your scriptures tell us in Psalm 50, verse 10, that every animal of the forest is yours and the cattle on 1,000 hills. Thank you for trusting us with this life. May we manage it daily in a way where you say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Amen. God bless y'all.